Socialism has a terrible track record in history. Everywhere it is tried, it brings untold misery, poverty, in some cases starvation, and even death. And yet, it keeps getting reinvented and repackaged as if it's the greatest new thing to come along. In previous programs, we have interviewed a survivor of communism, which is socialism in the extreme. By the grace of God, Virginia Prodan, a barrister in her native Romania, survived an attempt by the communists to have her killed. We've discussed this in a previous radio segment in which we talked about her book, Saving My Assassin, and I'll link that discussion right here. Now, today we want to discuss the inroads socialism has been making in the last year under the Biden administration. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And Virginia, we welcome you back to the program. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Jay, for having me.
Okay. Now, before we plow into modern America, I want to ask you to comment about America as founded. Do you think the founding fathers would have ever wanted socialism in America?
No, not at all. And the reason is because, in essence, socialism is a society where God is replaced with government. Government is made a god. It's forced on you as to worship and to obey, and it's forcing you to betray your God, Jesus Christ. And it's a society where I lived under that society, a land of lies and a prison land.
Now,
our founding fathers experienced not socialists, but the power and if you want to call dictatorship, of a king who was able to do whatever the king wanted to do in their lives. And they risked their life to came to America, a new land, and to build a society where their house will be their palace, even if it was a small little town. But the government had to come with a search warrant, not allowed to come inside, and God will be respected, and they will be free to go to church. That was what they had in mind.
Now, do you see any warning signs in America changing towards becoming less free as a society? And by the way, when did you come to America? In the 1980s?
Yes, in November 14, 1988. Yes, a year before dictator Ceausescu was killed in Romania. It was God's way to protect me. Wow. And to keep me alive, so I can share now with people what God can do in one life, what society will look like without God. So to answer your question, in 33 years that I have been here in America, I have seen America being changed from proud Americans that will share the gospel with neighbors and with people around the world to people that will be fearful, will start to be fearful of the government and give away their rights, and try to accommodate the government, but not fearful of God. I'm not talking about all Americans. I'm talking about some Americans. And I'm talking about some Americans, and unfortunately, many of them are brainwashed in our college and universities, and now even from a younger age in school.
Well, you know, I think it'd be good to talk about a war on history. So, for example, a man said on TV, national television, just a couple weeks ago, he said, well, the Constitution is trash. And what do you do with trash? You throw it out. The Constitution is trash. I mean, the man has the free speech rights because of the Constitution to say that the Constitution is trash. He wouldn't have such rights, you know, in a land where there was, you know, some other instrument of government, not like the U.S. Constitution. What do you say about this war against America as founded?
It's exactly what socialist ideology is based on. you destroy the history of a country and create by lies a different type of history, and you create dependency on the government. Many of young people, because they were not wise to use the economical freedom that capitalists offer, they became slaves of credit cards and other credit card form. They cannot travel outside of United States to see what socialists look like and what freedom looks like. And it's very easy to be brainwashed. The freedom that we have, and it's provided by our Constitution, many people in other countries will die for.
Mm.
We watch the Ukrainians dying for their freedom and trying to keep their land and the freedom that they had and started to build in the last few years. And it's sad to that some people here in America trash our Constitution and are ready to give away the freedom that we have. But the Constitution is there to protect our rights, and like you said, to protect the rights of this person who speaks against the Constitution. In another country, if somebody would do it like this, it will be in jail the next time. So
that's so true. You know, by the way, there's an old joke that goes like this. Ronald Reagan, as you know, would sometimes be in discussions with Gorbachev. And so one time Ronald Reagan and Gorbachev were in New York City, and there were all these protesters in New York City that were saying, "Down with America, down with America." And, Reagan turned to Gorbachev and said, "You know, see, Mr. Gorbachev, you wouldn't have that in your country. I mean, here in America, you're free to express your opinion, even if it's an anti-American feeling." And then Gorbachev said, "Oh, yes, sir, I could bring you to Moscow and we would see the same thing." And he said, "What?" And then Gorbachev said, "Yes, I could bring you to different protesters and they'd be shouting, 'Down with America, down with America.'"
Yes. You mentioned Ronald Reagan. He is one of my heroes. He had a huge impact in providing our family and myself a possibility to come to America as a political refugee. But very important is that Ronald Reagan knew very well socialists, and knew very well the leaders of socialists how they work. It's time for us as Americans to realize and to know and take note about how socialists work and how the socialist leader will work. Because they, I promise you, that the socialists are watching us and seeing how we work, about our emotions, about what works, and that's why they reach many people in America. It's time for us to realize that and expose them. In fact, one thing that, by the grace of God, is working right now, many people that are in love with socialists can look at the news. If it's conservative or liberal news, all of them agree right now how the dictator Putin works and kills people. Your life under socialist it's not a value unless you are a value to the leader or to the dictator. People should take notes about how socialists work.
So, in effect, so many Americans are relating to the Ukrainians, and you see the, you know, different symbols out there, such as the colors of the Ukrainian flag and so forth. What this is, in effect, there a lot of Americans who maybe normally they would agree that they don't like America or they don't like American history or whatever, that they would be siding with the anti-communist forces. So that is an interesting point. How about the idea of the founding fathers being villains? I mean, that is just a crazy notion. When I was growing up, Christopher Columbus was a great hero. George Washington was a great hero. Abraham Lincoln was a great hero. Now, in the last couple of years, we've seen statues of these men torn down by Americans who are protesting our history.
I'm not sure if the ones who demolished those statues were actually Americans, or maybe some kind of people used by a different group, because we have an invasion of illegals in our country that we have no idea who they are and what they are doing. And sometimes I wonder if those are real Americans or people pay to do a damage. But no matter how you want to change your heroes and how you value people, at the end, your heroes and your values will guide you to success or to destruction. And so far, for many years, those heroes, those founders of our freedom in America brought us to a success, to be people, free people like no one in the world, and to keep America free. And our freedom is in Christ, not even in our founding fathers. They were used by God to give us freedom and to guide us. But I am very sure that those people who are trying to demolish our history, and they are choosing different kind of heroes, themselves will be destroyed. Because when you follow wrong heroes with wrong ideas, you yourself will be destroyed.
Yeah, in other words, the revolution consumes its own eventually. You know, it's like the example of I've seen some young people idolize Che Guevara. Che Guevara was Fidel Castro's, you know, trigger man, essentially. Che Guevara had all those people killed, partly because they just owned money or something like that, you know, when the communists took over in Cuba. Okay, we have a couple minutes left. How about comments about the current administration and the House and Senate and the ways in which socialism may have advanced, even just in the last year in America?
Well, it's time for us not to wait for the government, our president, or even our representative to change America. Yes, we want conservative presidents and a representative, and we can call them, we can keep them accountable, but the responsibility starts with us. Go and be part of, be elected. Go and talk with your representative. Go to school and be part of the school board and make a difference there. Talk with your kids. Talk with people in love with socialists and take them to lunch. Ask them questions. Put them a doubt in their mind and explain to them why socialists work and so forth. The revolution and the change of America starts from individual on. God changed Romania through me, under 5 feet tall person, under 30 years old, 82 pounds. And God changes America right now through everything I am doing. God can change America through you as you listen where he puts you, because it's important, your role is important. And if you doubt, I want to tell you, go to virginiaprodanbooks.com/product/book and read my book, buy the book, and see that God can change America and change every country to one person. God will guide you step by step and will provide everything for you.
Okay, yes. We're out of time, but I appreciate you so much for sharing that. Virginia Prodan Books, P-R-O-D-A-N, books.com. Thank you, Virginia. God bless you. All the best.
God bless you, Jay.